Hello, you're listening to Under the Groomers. My name is Jeremy Flynn, and today I'm joined by a comedian. Dare I say it, a good friend. Dare I say it. It's Greg Winfield. Hi, Greg.
Thanks very much. Cheers. How dare you actually say that?
Yeah, I know. How dare I say it?
When was the last time we saw each other, Jeremy Flynn?
It's been a while, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's been a while. We worked out together once.
Oh shit, yeah, we did. No, you're one of my closest friends. You've been in my garage.
I came to your garage to work out in one of my moments of like, oh, maybe I should try exercising and losing weight. And then I came to your garage and I went, nah.
Just the once for that.
We also got KFC afterwards.
Yeah, we got a bucket. We were ordering the bucket while we were still in the garage.
Yeah.
And then we sat and watched the big telly for a bit, I think.
I lifted a weight and I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then we got KFC and played, I believe, a wrestling game on the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. We played UFC 4.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you made a character.
I did, yeah.
You remember what you call that character?
I don't, actually.
No, I'll try and remember by the end of this podcast.
It was like a duck. Did he have a duck
vibe to him? Yeah, it was. He was half man, half duck.
Half man, half duck, yeah.
He had a very elongated face.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time on the creator character, and you made... occasionally you'll go to like a museum and there'll be like a Victorian era glass jar with a homunculus.
Yeah, yeah. And
if they'd have grown up, that's what you made.
Adult homunculus.
Yeah. He was a big lad as well. Heavyweight.
Big boy. You want him if he's a fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still on there.
He's still on there.
He comes every time I turn it on, I scroll past. I don't feel like I have the right to play with him.
I prefer if you didn't.
He had a lot of very interesting tattoos, I remember.
I remember spending too long on... That was sort of the real fun for me.
Yeah. Well, I just remembered his name. Because he had a duck-like face. Mm. You called him Duck Bill Battypus, I believe. It might just be Battypus. But yeah, Battypus is undefeated. He's undefeated on UFC 4.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
That was, yeah.
I genuinely couldn't remember that, and I'm glad you did.
Yeah. he's out and about.
Duck Bill Battypus. You can't teach that. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good on him. Well, I'm glad he's still alive in the digital world. And I did enjoy working out with you that one time.
Yeah.
I don't think I've worked out since.
No, I was going to say, what gym have you joined?
No, didn't join another one afterwards, but I did carry on getting KFC.
Did I relentlessly talk to you about frame and things? I say you've got a good frame? And
yeah,
things,
you said that you were, you were very complimentary about form.
Mm.
You were talking a lot about form.
Yeah.
And my form was good and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it does sound like the kind of thing I would have said.
And then I watched you hit a punch bag for ages.
Oh, sick, yeah. Yeah, check out my Instagram stories. Every 2 or 3 months,
yeah,
I have a tough day and I post a story of me hitting a punch. Not because I try and train myself how to box, Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Which is an embarrassing thing to admit. Don't know why I've just done it.
Admit it.
And I keep that to myself.
Yeah.
Until I think, no, I should
show the world. Show the
look, people want a little insight into what I'm up to.
Do you know what?
And I show my combinations.
There's got to be some variation. Social media, there's a lot of people dancing.
Mm.
There's a lot of bad stuff on there.
Mm.
And I think, who wouldn't like a little palate cleanser?
Yeah.
Just Greg having a box.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not the only one who's had this idea, weirdly.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of freaks
on
the internet. You're like, oh, you're a man who spends a lot of time alone.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And then whackity whack, kick, kick, elbow, elbow.
Yeah.
And then,
I guess at some point, if you punch a punch bag long enough, I think the natural progression is to go, I should really be filming this.
Yeah.
I got to get this.
100%. I film it. It's like doing sets, like as in comedy sets.
Oh, okay.
Because I was mildly ambiguous when I said that. But I always film myself doing sets, sex, and punching.
The big three?
Yeah. Because you want to watch that back and learn.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
It's
but also, I don't really want to learn, Jeremy. I just want to hear the laughs again. You know what I mean?
People say it's the only way you can learn.
Yeah.
By watching yourself back. Well, at this rate, you'll be one of the world's best comedians, boxers, and lovers.
Yeah. Oh, at the very least, I'll have the most content.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is the same as being the best, I think.
Pretty much these days. That's a good commentary on the state of
It's a wry sideways look at what we're doing here.
That is really good stuff. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff you could expect on this podcast.
Yeah.
A wry look
at
the comedy scene. Thanks for coming in, Greg. If you've listened to the podcast before, you'll know this is somewhere that entrepreneurs can blossom. That's the kind of culture we're trying to create.
You've got your own culture down here.
We're creating...
Everyone's got a culture.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, people come down under here and they smell the dog shampoo.
And they're like, that's white people shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They say they smell it and they feel the dog hair. And I get I'm quite allergic to dog hair. So this is probably the worst place I could record.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what your symptoms. So
always, I just get a bit coffee, a bit itchy eyes, you know, the sort of the coward's allergy. No, yeah. But people have been starting to come in and bring in their ideas to try and get the business world cooking, because everyone needs a side hustle. Now, for some people, comedy is a side hustle.
Yeah.
Not for you and me.
No, boy, we're all in.
We've
pushed all our chips into the middle of the table.
We've made big mistakes.
Let it ride.
Yeah.
That's what we've said.
We rolled the dice. Snake eyes.
Whoops. No, it's nice to be here, though.
It's been a catastrophic failure.
Someone should have stopped us.
Yeah. Big mistake.
It shows you that no one cares, really.
People always say, you just got to make that leap at some point.
Yeah.
And actually, what they don't tell you is that whatever you think that point is, just wait a bit longer.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
You aren't ready to do this. There's no evidence that this is for you at all.
Nothing in the work you've produced so far is saying do this and nothing else.
Indeed. Yeah. The power of self-belief has led a lot of idiots into a lot of vans.
That's true.
So
it's very true.
You gotta watch yourself out there.
Yeah.
But I think we've made it through. In our own way, we've made it through the quagmire of the Southwest comedy circuit.
We came out on top.
In our own way.
In our own special
way.
And some people might look at it and go, is that on top?
No, I mean, what we've got is we've got a hollowed out bit of bamboo that we're breathing through. I'm comparing myself to you. You've got a much shorter bit of bamboo. Your whole face is out of the
But
quagmire.
We're both still in the bog.
I mean, but you're significant. You're clawing onto some dry land. You know what I mean? But I'm.
We don't need to tug each other off just yet.
If you take that as a compliment, that's fair enough, mate.
That's how bad it's got.
Yeah. But fuck, imagine being me, is what I'm saying to you, Jeremy.
You're blowing up. Greg, if you don't know, one of the all-time great MCs of this world. Check out Greg's Instagram reels for his hot... I mean that sincerely as well.
Oh, that's extremely kind.
Everything I say sounds a bit sarcastic, which I've come to understand, but I genuinely mean that. I think... top 10 for me.
Yeah. Could you name the other 9 for me? Because if you're saying that I'm a good MC, I really appreciate that. That does mean something coming from you. But also, being a good MC is essentially the same as saying, I can't think of anything genuinely nice to say about this person's comedy. That's what that is. But that, it honestly... when I pushed my chips in, Jeremy, I was like, I'm going to push these in soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in soon because...
You came in hot.
I'm coming in heavy because I can do that.
Mm.
And that's a living.
You came in
you
white
can
hot.
I was thinking, if I gamble everything and win, I might be able to eke out an existence.
So we're all
we'll
eking.
See what happens.
We're all
but
eking.
Yeah, I'm eking out that MC existence. But also, I've got other things. I've got other irons in the fire.
Oh, Greg. Tell me about it because I want people to come in with their ideas for businesses, which is sort of what this podcast is becoming. Sort of it's evolving into, you might know if you've listened, that I invented the matches you can piss into.
Yes.
We had Jamie D'Souza who had the very good idea of putting nonces on junk food to tackle childhood obesity.
Indeed.
And that's why I thought, you know what, Greg's a smart guy.
Ooh.
Greg's a smart guy. He's got a ton of ideas.
Mm. Who dropped out of this podcast, Jeremy? No.
First person I text.
Well, that's extremely kind. Thank you.
And that's true.
Ah,
we've been quite sincere, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Yeah, but I felt like you were insulted when I said you're a great MC.
No, I'm joking. I take it as a huge compliment. I do, because
it is annoying though, because you don't want, you know.
I'm just aware that if I was to find myself saying that about someone else, it would be code for. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which is valid. Like, I'm 8 years in. I'm working. I'm working on it, boy.
Grafting, man.
And I'm happy to work more. It's a 20-year game, isn't it? You got 20 years before you got like anything worth saying, really. So.
Scotch whiskey.
Yeah.
And comedy.
Yeah.
Once you hit that 20-year mark, things get peaty.
Yeah.
Things get real peaty. Yeah. So, Greg, do you have any ideas for businesses? Because, like I said, I thought you were a smart guy. I thought this guy.
Thanks, man.
You've got that inventor's mind. That's what I like to think. You've got a look of an inventor about you these days as well.
That's another backhanded compliment. I like that. Yeah. Let's think of some famous inventors and what they look like. You got Doc Brown.
Yeah.
A nuclear physicist who's friends with school children for no reason.
Yeah.
No reason.
Yeah, there is a big age gap there.
Yeah. He's in a barn.
Yeah, was ever mentioned in the film why they were good
I
mates?
Believe it's genuinely never explained how they know each other.
But at the start of the film, he's just feeding his dog.
Yeah.
He's just house. They're just mates.
It was an innocent time.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, none of that going on back then.
Schoolboys, pensioners, just kicking back, getting weird.
Getting real weird.
Getting weird. Look, man,
don't worry. I've got a time machine. We can go. Somewhere. We can pick a time where whatever we get up to is fine. You know what I mean? You could be like, hey, in the year 2033, you're well legal.
Yeah.
Off we go.
Yeah.
Or on paper.
I come back. Now we're technically the same age.
Yeah. Now our bodies haven't changed in the journey.
But I might look the same, but I'm actually half my age now.
Yeah. I don't know. That's not Sully. But thank you for your two wonderful compliments.
Thanks. I'm glad you took them.
Yeah. You are on this because I'm a fan of this podcast, as should everyone be. There have been some really very intriguing ideas. You know what I mean?
I think it's got people thinking.
Yeah.
People thinking about, you know, they're not happy with the world.
Mm.
There's frustrations out there.
Yeah.
How can we just, you know, just turn the tide on our side again, you know? Can we just make things a little bit sweeter?
Mm.
And you know, that's what, and the good thing about this is that you absolutely don't have to work out how any of it works.
No, I like that. I learned that from watching one of Paul Hilliard's episodes. I listened to that, and he invented the pill that makes you happy.
Yeah. Yeah, fools were really.
That's a lazy day from Paul there, I've got to be honest.
He also invented a cagoule.
a coat that works. A coat
and new backs.
Yeah. No,
so,
fair play to him.
Yeah, no, he came up with some good ideas. I mean, I spoke to him afterwards. I was like, you've got to think bigger. You just got to think bigger. Because, you know, you can do it. This is, you know.
Well, you've got the boffins on.
We've got the boffins,
yeah,
exactly.
The boffins, because we're not technical men. I'm really glad you
know about the boffins. That makes me real happy.
I'm fully in. Not in a horrible way, I'm sorry. But I've learned loads of things about you that I really enjoy. You've got an... this might be too personal. Stop me.
Definitely not.
But you've got an anxiety backpack.
Oh, so just a bit. Really?
Have you got yours here?
Yeah, of course.
I've got mine here as well.
Yeah.
Do you want to compare anxiety?
Definitely.
Because I'm fully insane.
That's what
I've realised.
Definitely.
Maybe we should do that off. I mean, we can do it now if you want.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I'm glad that I'm not the only one with a full sack.
Honestly, we've got full sets. Yeah, I got away with it for a while, and then gigging with Julia, she started noticing the bag coming everywhere on gigs, and she also noticed that I never take anything in or out of the bag. That was her first warning sign.
Yeah.
She was like, "What is in the bag?"
Yeah,
and I was like,
"I hate that question."
Just stuff, you know, just everything you could possibly need. Ever,
yeah,
basically, and yeah, it's heavy as hell.
It is.
It's heavy as hell.
I mean, it's a direct psychological metaphor
for
the worry.
The worry,
really, isn't it? I mean, it literally is.
Yeah,
but also, it helps ground. It weighs you down, but it also grounds you.
Every now and then, if you're at a gig or something, and someone goes, "Anyone got any ibuprofen?" I'd be like,
"Of course I do.
I've got 48, mate."
Don't ask questions, but I've got more than the legal limit.
So, yeah, it's going to be like a Dragon's Den type vibe. Now, there's no jewels today, so it's just me. So I think
yes,
ultimately I'll have to make the decision for, the whole gang and Paul and Jack as to whether or not we're going to invest. Mm. But also, I think we've invested so far. I think we've invested in every single thing that's come in.
Speculate to accumulate. Exactly. Take a punt, innit?
Plus, we don't actually invest it. We just say, yes, we'll have a percentage of
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So really, it's win-win for us, essentially.
I suppose all you're trying to do is avoid reputational damage.
Yeah.
If it's not going to actively harm you to be associated with it,
exactly.
You're in.
And if you've listened to the first 15 episodes of this podcast, you can see we're not that worried about
that. Yeah,
that's
fair. Do you have a Patreon?
No.
No, are you going to have a siloed off thing with the too late, you know, too hot for TV stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, it probably won't be any more hot. It'll probably be of a similar...
Just long.
But yeah, maybe just like... I think the ones where... It's just us catching up, like one of the gang catching up. I think we'll do them, and then we'll do like the inventions chat as like the main show.
Nice, yeah.
But we'll work. But again, at the moment, I mean, no one fucking listens anyway. So that's really...
Well, good. I was just trying to pick because I've been floating around a few ideas
for business.
Yeah, I'll save because one of them is shit based. So I'll save that if you want.
We can go straight into it.
Yeah, all right. It's shitless dogs.
Here we go. Shitless dogs.
Shitless dogs.
You know what? A lot of the inventions have been shit based, dog based.
Mm.
So to combine the two is a real, I think, what's the word? You've really looked into the key things that we like on this show, and it's poo and dogs. So
yeah.
Shitless dogs. So it's a great idea. Right off the bat, I'm interested. Obviously, everyone loves dogs. If you don't love a dog, I think essentially there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a big way.
Yeah.
So it's your classic dog.
Mm-hmm.
Do they piss?
Yes.
They do piss.
They do piss because that's part of the character of a dog, I would say.
No one's offended by a dog pissing.
No, it is kind of funny.
They do the little leg.
Yeah.
Little leg. That's a bit of fun.
Yeah. And it's part of the life of a dog. You know what I mean?
I think if my dog didn't piss, I'm not sure what else she would do.
Exactly.
It's a big one.
Yeah. It's clear that they're really happy doing that job.
Yeah.
They're doing a job for the other dogs.
Yeah.
It's their own little thing they've got going on.
And they seem to love it as well.
They're enthused by it. And I wouldn't take that away from them. Obviously, you know, a boy dog, the old leg cock, the marking
that's
of
nice.
Even a little foot scrape or whatever every now and then is
that's
cool.
That's nice.
There's something slightly funnier about a lady dog pissing with the little spread and run.
Yeah, they do the little squats. Yeah.
Yeah,
little sort of crouch walk.
Yeah,
that's quite funny.
Indeed.
Yeah.
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 Also, men dogs, they age into being lady dogs often.
Do they?
That's a little bit of an indication that your dog's getting real old is when they start.
They
if you've got a boy dog doing lady wees.
I guess that's the dog equivalent of having a sit down wee as a man.
Exactly.
I suppose. Like
they've lost a little spark, I think, when they're.
I think we've all got to the stage where we realise we're doing it more often than not.
Yeah. I'm no longer halfway up the lamppost, Jeremy, I'll be honest with you. You know what I mean? Occasionally I've messed my own bed. Or whatever.
I think we've all done one in the middle of the night when you're younger and you've had a bit to drink.
Mm.
And we've all done one in, you know, when you're feeling a bit tired.
Mm.
And we've all done one more than the standing up one. And you start going, is this how I do it now?
Yeah.
Surely this isn't how I do it now.
Mm.
But I'm pretty close.
It's happening.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good system.
The sit down way.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Zero pressure.
Mm-hmm.
No. To aim, I mean,
there's
not a comment on my
look. The ladies are onto something. The ladies are onto something.
I think they've got a good system.
Yeah.
Going to go back to the shitless dogs.
Mm. I'm not sure what I mean by it yet. I think there's three possible solutions to this. Obviously, we'll let the boffins decide.
Yeah.
But the genetic design,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how we're going to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
Not for us to worry about.
No, we don't need to worry about
but
that.
But like, if you can breed a pug from a wolf, which is what we've done.
Is that true?
All dogs are wolves.
This guy's smart.
I think there's two genuine like genuses. Is that the word?
Yeah.
That's a word I've heard.
Yeah.
But there's two in the world. There's two real dogs, and it's wolves and African wild dogs, and everything else was bred by humans.
Really?
Every single dog comes from one of those two.
So it's like so we're thinking you could breed out of them essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously. Again, I'm not going to worry about the issues that would potentially cause, but you could maybe it's a very expensive dog, fine. But
sure.
I'd pay more than double for a shitless dog.
You would, yeah. I think if you had two dogs side by side,
yeah,
and you said, well, you got these two dogs, this one's more expensive but it doesn't shit, this one up to 10 a day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's because that's the thing with a real dog. You might be on a two shit day, you might be on a four. You don't know.
You could be on...
You roll the dice on that
one. Exactly. You never know. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah,
it's a problem.
The jeopardy there is always high.
Now, if you were to get a shitless dog, Jeremy, would you want it to still have an arsehole? That's my question.
Yeah, that's weirdly, when you said it, my genuine first thought was, will it have an anus?
Because a farting dog is a funny dog.
Yeah, but it's not good though.
It's bad. It's bad, but do you want to have I mean,
I think get rid of the farts as well.
Get rid of the farts as well.
I could happily live without dog farts.
You can get rid of early 2000s stand-up routines about blaming dogs.
Yeah, I think for every dog fart that is funny,
there's one.
I think 50 are deeply upsetting.
Where it just ruin a nice dinner.
Yeah, or just like a long car journey. I just think, yeah. Yeah, I think if you weighed up all the pros and cons of dogs farting, I think most people would fall. Go, do you know what? If we're doing it, we're asking the question, just get rid of the farting.
No, fair. No, that's fair.
In fact, I would smooth off the bag.
It's smooth off the bag. Just putty it all in.
I'd smooth off the whole back end.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Still a tail, of course. Mm-hmm. A dog's tail is one of, you know, life's great joys.
Yeah, yeah.
But imagine if there was
no, that is good.
Nothing underneath that to worry about.
Because in my head, I was like, oh, is this sort of like a sort of a, I don't know, a Barbie doll action man scenario? Where,
yeah, kind of. Yeah.
But then I'm like, yeah, no, I want that.
That's what we want.
Because you can tussle with a dog.
Sure.
But then every now and then it hits you with a pretty savage kind of.
Yeah.
That's an illegal move.
Every now and then.
That's an illegal move.
We've all. Yeah. Caught sight of something.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a really good idea. I think, yeah, there's going to be drawbacks. The boffins will have some kinks to work out. I mean, we've talked about, you know, ways of storing up our own waste and emptying them out in kind of like pellet system.
The pellet system is cool.
So, you know, it could be that we try and transfer that onto dogs.
Mm.
But I think it's got legs for sure. I think it's four. Got like four legs. Mm. I mean, just the marketing alone, this thing's going to sell itself.
I would think so.
This thing would sell in buckets.
Yeah. You'd get like one of those adverts, like the old Apple versus PC adverts.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I tell you for this, Robert Webb is our dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll be like David Mitchell's shitting relentlessly. Yeah.
The trembling legs. Yeah.
Because I thought that as well. I was like, you know, I don't know, after my astonishing wolf fact, I can't imagine a wolf shitting like that. A wolf isn't squatting and checking over its shoulder.
It doesn't feel like
in my head, a wolf shits like a cow.
Just walking.
Straight. No
out.
Change of expression.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just.
Now I'm picturing, have you seen that advert with Johnny Depp on it for perfume?
Sauvage.
And there's like three wolves. Like,
I've not just seen it, I've bought it.
Walking. My guy.
Yeah, the my second guy. He won that court case, I was like, you know what? Let's celebrate.
So far, she's back on the menu.
Yeah. I want to smell like victory.
So now all I'm picturing is those three wolves, walking menacingly towards the camera, but also aware that at least one of them is probably shitting at the same time.
Yeah, like a police horse.
Yeah.
Just like with impunity.
You're right, though. I can't see it pulling the...
It doesn't make sense to me.
Pulling the crouch down, tremor,
and
someone behind with a giant bag on their hand.
Also, I don't want to pick up shit all the time.
That's the big problem.
I just want to have, unquestioning, relentless love.
Yeah.
From a creature.
Yeah, and not have
that
to
isn't shitting everywhere.
And not have to pick up its shit.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
That's all I want.
I don't think that's too much to ask. I think. Pretty much. Everyone would be pretty happy with that.
You'd think so, but I think someone's going to accuse me of being a part of the patriarchy.
There'll always be someone who's like, you know, it's not natural.
Yeah. Like,
listen, this is progress.
It is.
Get on board.
Yeah. As we've already covered, dogs are not natural.
No.
They are.
Did you hear the wolf fact?
Yeah.
Wolves, technically.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's really good. I don't see there's any downsides either.
No, I mean, I've got other methods.
Oh, okay.
Because if the genetic thing doesn't work out, and I think just through thermodynamics alone, I don't think you can have a creature that doesn't excrete, but sure. We'll see.
It still pisses, though.
I've just used words I don't understand. Yeah. I just want to remove any credibility that you've given me, because I don't feel like I deserve it.
To be honest with you, I believed it. You can say words like that. I'm not the kind of guy that's like, that's not the right word, because I'll just go, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
But I also thought you could have, so you've got the genetics route, then you've got just some sort of surgical route, an internal colostomy bag or something.
Okay, that's nice.
Empty your dog once a week.
Empty the dog once a
week. Or just trade it out when it's full. I don't know.
Like a tube of toothpaste.
Yeah. But then I thought, in a park, you could have like a reverse petrol pump.
Okay, this just is pretty good. That's a good idea.
Because a lot of it is the waiting for the shit and the inconvenience of where the shit is.
It's never
and
in
the,
a good
the walking of the bag to the bit,
pavement,
you know.
And, a busy pavement. Yeah, yeah. That's nice.
An unknown consistency.
A little pump system.
Yeah, just pump, obviously a painless and mutually beneficial, in with the pump, suck out a day's worth.
Yeah.
Pop it back in.
Pop it back in.
Off we go for our walk. No one's got to worry. Dog's Perfect. Happy. I'm happy. Because it's not, I don't mind the work.
No.
I don't mind the work.
It's not a laziness.
It's not work.
No.
It's a relationship.
If you do what you love, you never
work. I don't have a dog. I don't have a dog. But if they didn't shit, I would. I'd have a dog. Anyway, I don't have a dog. But
I can't believe I don't. It's like, he must really love his dog once bitten.
Yeah, well, yes, I had one dog. We got me and a previous partner got a Romanian street dog who was uncontrollably violent.
Yeah, I hear this is a problem with the street dogs.
But it made me love him more.
Yeah,
because like, not to me.
Saw a bit of self.
Not to dad.
Saw a bit of yourself in him.
Yeah, exactly.
Trouble character.
No, I but but yeah.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah. I really do. I think there's plenty of options as well. Like you said, pump system. But I mean, really, I think it's just something we could probably just breed out of them.
Yeah.
They can piss. And boy, will they piss.
They will. They do that.
They'll
that's
be doing nothing but pissing.
Plenty of that.
But that's fine. No one's ever had a problem with that. Someone's like, oh, is that dog pissing over there? No problem.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself, son.
Yeah. See if you can see a picture in the puddle like a clown.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a great idea. Well, we'll get on to the boffins, but I'm happy.
Thank you.
Happy to take any slice of the profits of that one, because that feels like a good idea.
I think it's good for everyone.
Even people that don't like dogs are going to like that.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. I think so.
It's win-win.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, a rogue pavement shit as well, that's a day ruiner for me.
It's crazy. Well, last
the injustice of it all.
Yeah, well, last couple of weeks ago, Jack came up with the idea of the dog shit detector in the shoe.
That's so really good.
I feel like between us, we're really going to... It's so funny, the scale of things that people could invent, and I think 90% have been about shit, but more specifically, dog shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
It's funny. With everything going on in the world, you know, there's a lot of scary things happening out there.
Mm.
We live in troubled times.
Mm.
But if you ask your average Joe on the street,
the
main issue is the dog shit.
Yeah. Yes.
Something has to be done about the dog shit.
There's a... I don't know. There's some kind of... It feels like it's almost a meaningful thing how repulsive it is, because a dog is so perfect, essentially.
Yeah.
And yet what they produce...
It's the contrast.
It's the yin and yang of it all.
It really is.
And also, like, the trail of destruction that you can leave.
Yeah, yeah, for
and,
sure.
And, like, and the ability to... The ability to touch other people's lives in such a harmful way.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
Yeah, that's true.
Is something we all need to be aware of in these times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the image of a trodden shit in the street.
Man.
I think about the person who's trodden in that shit and the person who's decided to leave it there. And I play out scenarios in my head about how their lives have gone off in different directions now because of what's happened here.
Yeah, think about that.
And
how long that felt bad.
Yeah.
I think the biggest injustice for me, which has happened to me maybe twice, but definitely once, is treading in shit whilst holding a bag of shit. And for me, that feels like the ultimate injustice. It hurts so much more.
Yeah.
Because here I am with my bag of shit in my hand, which I have picked up.
Exactly.
Now suffering the consequence of someone else not doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel that's like a double injustice.
This is exactly how sort of demagogic populist leaders, all right, come to power.
Yeah.
It's because if you let an environment happen in which some people can leave their shit whilst others feel obliged to take their shit with them.
Mm, yeah.
And nothing is done to close that gap.
Exactly.
Woe betide. Woe betide, Jeremy. A storm's coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounded like I wanted the storm then. I don't want the storm, Jeremy.
At least you're
prepped. But I'm ready for it.
You're prepped for it.
But I'm ready for
you're
it.
You're prepped for the storm.
I'm not going to take part in the storm.
Yeah.
But I am going to enjoy the quiet aftermath.
Yeah. Great.
Fuck me.
Great. Well, that's... That sounds like a great idea. I thought, yeah, I'll get Greg on. He's a laugh. I'll get Greg on. He's a laugh. Yeah, you'll have some good ideas.
I got some other ones.
Okay, what else you got, Greg?
What else did I think? Oh, yeah, people like coming up with apps on here. I think that's good.
We've had apps, yeah. Apps are good. Apps is a good one, yeah.
Yeah. That's just sort of like, what are my desires?
Yeah,
really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just right, a good. Yeah. That's a good. It's just something that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah. An app for empty spaces.
Okay,
that's what. I'm not quite sure what I mean by that, but like, it's to help you sort of find when and where places are empty. Because to me, there's a slight joy in that.
Oh, for sure.
Where if you're expecting things to be harder than they are, and then they're easier than they are, or like there's a little bit more freedom or a bit more space.
This is a really nice idea.
Yeah.
Because again, if you're part of the sort of the worry gang, what something is going to be like before you get there, normally quite a big worry. And number of people seems to sort of multiply all of those worries. 100%. Yeah, that's really nice. So are you thinking like, what are you thinking? Like a pub maybe, or like a cinema or something like that?
Exactly like, that. Yeah. I love an empty cinema.
For sure.
I mean, what a treat.
Yeah.
What a treat that is.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's like, oh, I know what it's like to be a millionaire.
Yeah, you've got your own cinema.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
It turns out being a millionaire is incredible from my little glimpse.
Yeah, and you can have a taste of that just by sort of being free at sort of 10 o'clock on a Tuesday.
$6.99, insider's card. Yeah. Wild. Bring your own. I mean, you know. Millionaires aren't bringing their own snacks, but fuck them.
They are
irrelevant.
Like, they are. They're thrifty. Yeah, that's right. So, do you know in advance? So it tells you in advance that it's going to be empty.
So I wondered, because obviously, the annoying contradiction of this app is, as soon as you invent it, you ruin it for everyone. Because if there's more than one person using the app, you fucked it.
Everyone will know.
But let's ignore that.
Yeah.
But like, I thought
it's a paradox.
It might be like Google Maps or whatever, where it's like just measuring traffic, so you can just see that there's no, you know.
That is good though. Yeah.
Which you can do for the cinema, by the way.
Can you?
You can look and see the films, like, and see if anyone's bought a ticket yet and where they're sat.
Okay, that's nice.
But obviously, you
never know who's going to turn up on the day.
Yeah. People love the old, well, they know the film doesn't start till 15 to 30 minutes after the, you know, so you get you think you're in a cinema on your own. You go middle seat, leave empty rows behind me.
Yeah.
There's no worries for me there, Jeremy.
No. That's just all free living.
Because I tell you what's wonderful is a completely empty cinema with just me in it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I go to the cinema alone.
Yeah.
I've got no dog and I'm not bringing anyone with me. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right. But occasionally I'll go with someone else, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't mind going to the cinema. But if you're sat in the sweet spot, in the acoustic sweet spot in the center of the cinema.
Do you search that out specifically? Do you know where that is?
I don't. I'm not that, but I know it exists.
Yeah. You know vaguely where it is.
Yeah, and I'm like, mostly I kind of just figure out as to like, where's the least amount of muscles I have to engage to be looking at the most amount of screen.
You find the sweet spot. Yeah, you find the sweet spot.
It's different for every man.
You find your sweet spot.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm sat there. I'm settled in.
You're better in.
And then
you brought snacks from home.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you bringing?
I'll take a McDonald's in. I don't give a shit. I'm in the cinema on my own. I've multiple times go to McDonald's and take it.
That's really nice.
I mean, because I'm on my own, I'm like, there's no negative consequence to this. No one's having to endure my big tasty.
Wow, that's a really nice touch taking away. I don't think I've ever taken a McDonald's.
There's a McDonald's right next to the Showcase in Avonmead.
Yeah, yeah.
You can drive through that bad boy.
Straight into the cinema.
Take it straight in.
Do you put it in your bag? Do you put it in the bag?
It goes in the backpack, mate.
Do they not search the backpack? Never. Just straight
in. I tell you what, if they search my backpack, the McDonald's will be the least of their fucking worries. What are you going to see? Fucking Batman. Don't worry about this, son. All right? You don't worry about me. Yeah. Anyway.
Got the first aid kit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes.
That's a really nice touch.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I'm genuinely impressed by that at McDonald's.
Try it. It
I don't think I've had a McDonald's in the cinema.
Mm. It's that's extra real satisfying. Nice.
Yeah.
I've had a bottle of wine before.
Yeah, sure. That's, like, that's real nice.
Screw top bottle.
Screw top.
That's fine. But no, just a McDonald's.
Straight out the bottle or did you pour a glass?
No, it was like a half bottle. So you okay. can drink nice. It like beer.
Little swiggy. Yeah, yeah. A hand bottle of wine.
Yeah. It's red. So as it warms up, it actually gets better.
Real nice. One of those hand bottles of wine.
Yeah.
He's a pourer.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Sorry.
So the cinema's a good one. Where else can you see it blossoming? Because sometimes I would say the cinema, weirdly, is probably one of the places that you're more likely to get zero people. Like, yeah, I mean, I know it's rare to get completely empty, but it does happen.
You know, you can maximize your chances. I know sometimes if you're seeing a film that's been out for 3 weeks at 11:30 p.m. Yeah, at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, I just go to whatever's the latest.
I always figured it'd be empty during the day.
Weekday, middle of the night.
Weekday, middle of the night.
That's when I go to the cinema anyway.
Interesting.
Like a psychopath. Yeah. Which is why I want to be there alone, because the only options for that really is you're there on your own in the middle, or you're there on your own, and then just before the film starts, one more person who's a lot like you.
That's the other problem.
You don't want to meet someone like you
another
in that time. And then they go sit two rows behind you.
Another 11 p.m. prepper coming in.
I don't want that. This is a solo venture for this boy. I don't want to make friends in this scenario.
It might be a nice place for preppers to meet.
Maybe. Maybe.
The midnight showing.
I don't want to meet them.
No.
I don't want to meet them.
Don't seem to be a
I'm not one
bunch.
Of them either.
No. No.
I'm saying that for OPSEC.
Yeah, of course.
I am.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The cinema feels like a place where at least you can, there's a chance of it being empty. But what's the, because I like an empty pub. I remember being in a pub with a friend recently. And okay, he's a bit younger than me, not that much younger than me. And he's like, do you want to go somewhere else? And I was like, no, it seems pretty good. And he was like, I said, why? Do you want to go somewhere else? He went, it's just really dead in here. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
What do you want? Snippets of other people's conversation?
I was like,
what do you need?
He's like, a bit dead in here, isn't it? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Why do you think I picked this pub?
Yeah.
It's dead.
There are none of my enemies here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The drinks are bad and expensive, but it's just us. Surely that's the dream.
People always equate somewhere being empty with it being bad, because they assume if the full place must be the better place because it's full. You're like, no, it's worse because it's full.
It's full of people.
Like, the experience that you have there is going to be, you'll be waiting longer surrounded by twats.
Yeah, just awful.
Why?
Yeah, horrific.
Because these people don't fear other human beings automatically.
They don't see them.
There's actually warmth
there. There is.
There's companionship.
Yeah, there really
There's
is.
There's a sense that we are existing together.
Yeah.
But I don't want that.
No way. Not in the pub. Take that home. Take that home.
Yeah, pub toilets though would be useful there. If you knew the pub toilets were empty and you could time your wheeze or whatever, that'd be
that
super
would be
useful.
Really nice. I have a lot of toilet anxiety, obviously. Mm. That'd be really nice. I have a big beef about the fact that we still have to use urinals.
Yes.
I've got a big beef about that.
Or the trough.
Yeah, big beef about the trough.
Yeah. Or a beer keg that's been cut into urinals now.
Yeah.
You haven't changed the experience at all for me doing this.
We're all pissing in the same bin in a room.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Sort that out.
Yeah. And also,
toilets would be nice.
No one's looking, but also everyone is.
I feel like
there's
an elephant in the room.
And if there is.
It's not at the urinal.
Yeah.
It's not at my urinal.
You know, when it doesn't matter where you put your eyes, if there is a big cock in the room, Jeremy, You can tell. I can feel it.
You can feel it.
I can feel it.
You can feel it.
I don't want to have to feel a big cock when I go to the toilet.
That's the last thing we want.
The
day I go to the toilet.
The day I go to the toilet and feel a big cock.
Forget it.
I know. It's not mine.
There's a problem. There's a problem here. Something's gone terribly wrong.
But no, like that. That's not really why I'm worried about it. After a gig.
It's a terrible experience. Oh,
Why am I having to do this?
When you're in with the crowd.
That's the most prima donna thing I do is enjoy the fact there's a separate toilet sometimes. Oh, have a backstage toilet.
I mean, when I do a gig now and there isn't a backstage toilet, I'm genuinely furious.
I thought you were gonna say I go.
I'm not doing it.
Talk to my agent.
I don't even like it when the toilet is in the green room with the other acts.
Yeah, that's...
You're just behind a very thin door.
Yeah. Bath Comedia.
Yeah.
They just have the half door that you have in a public toilet just in the green room.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a gap below and above. Yeah.
So you're just in the green room.
Well, what are we doing here then?
One of you just pisses in a bucket in the corner. Right? Yeah. And that's as good as... That's a good green room. Yeah. You know, you've got your own toilet.
Every time someone uses it, like, don't worry, I'm not having a shit. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But we'd know if you were.
Yeah, we'd all know immediately.
Yeah. You don't have to say, because we know exactly what you're going to be doing in there, because we can hear it all.
I think it's Backyard in London that doesn't have a backstage toilet. And if you've ever just, even if it's gone well, sometimes if it's gone well, it's worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're more, and then.
Yeah.
And then you need to go to the loo because you're getting a fucking train back to Bristol. And you're like, oh, I just really need to. And then the people are in there. They're just in there with you.
Yeah.
Forget it.
No, it's not. And then like the deliberate conversation is one thing, but also it's the first opportunity anyone's had a chance to discuss what they've just seen with each other.
Yeah.
So now you've gone in early doors because you've just come off stage. You're in a cubicle.
Yeah.
And fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm ensues.
Yeah.
I don't want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
And it multiple times that's happened. Often lovely.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
But then you've got to be like, well, I can't leave now into the midst of a compliment.
If you liked him out there, you'll love it.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, now I'm going to undermine the nice thing. But occasionally as well, you'll get a... look, that's the last.
I actually thought he did well.
There'd be like, there's sympathy. I've never had a full like, I hate that man and everything he represents, but I've definitely had a I feel bad for him when I'm in the loo and I'm like, that's, well, this seems like it's going to cause me problems later in life, this moment.
I think I have had some bad press in the toilets post gig, but I wouldn't go in them now. I'd just probably just leave immediately and then
piss in one of the bags you've got in the car.
Get in one of my I did have one of them for a while. I don't think I ever used it though, or maybe I used it once.
I got a dozen off of Amazon.
Yeah, I think I bought a couple.
I've never used them, but they're in the glove box.
It's all nice to know, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, there. It takes.
It's got like a gel in it. It's got like it forms like crystals and stuff.
Yeah, I think I got. I thought I was getting one of them, but I've got one that's more just, and there's just an absorbent pad in there.
Here we go.
I might have to go back for the gel ones because I'm like,
it's so funny.
I don't feel enough relief from having that in the glove box.
We compare that to an Oasis bottle.
Yeah, I'm not trying to aim through that.
No. That's good stuff. So toilets are definitely up there. We definitely love it to work in toilets. I mean, generally anywhere would be better if there was no people. I think almost...
Fucking hell. I think
almost every situation... I think I'd enjoy going to more places if there weren't people. Maybe football, it wouldn't be as fun. But I think generally I would say... Generally you want no one else there. I think... I think... I tell you what, I wouldn't like to go... I wouldn't like to be the only person in the theatre, though. I feel like there'd be quite a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're the only person watching a play.
Yeah, or stand up.
Yeah.
Where are you delivering it?
Tough. I mean, I've watched.
I mean, we've all been there.
One person do me do stand up.
We've all been there.
Yeah, but I think two is my lowest. But one of them was eating a burrito. So.
They weren't in it for the comedy.
I said, that's 50% of the laughs gone. Yeah, you eat that burrito. You can't be eating that. There's only two of you. I can see it.
Were they together?
They were together, yeah.
Wow.
They were together in Bath. And yeah, it was like, yeah, two of them, one of them eating a burrito. I was like, you're going to have to save that to the end. If we're going to do this.
You started laying down the law.
Yeah.
You didn't want them on side.
For my two audience members. Yeah. I threw them out.
Yeah, look.
Get out.
I'll do this, but only if you respect me. I want the respect that I'm due before I perform to two people.
I want your full fucking attention.
Yeah. I deserve that.
I would hate to see a play with just me in the audience.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there would be pressure to react.
Indeed. And also...
show that you're enjoying it like this.
Do you have that in every single situation, by the way?
To feel the need to express, show that you're enjoying it.
Any interaction, you have to be like, you have done this the best you could and I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Regardless of what's happening in front of me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Definitely.
Pathetic.
Yeah. couple of dogs. Thanks for coming in, Greg. Yeah. Good ideas. I think there's a lot.
So you endorse everything I've said?
I would say everything that goes out, I endorse.
Excellent news.
Great. Thanks for coming, man.
Hey, a pleasure. Lovely to see you.
Nice, man.
Well done. Doing an excellent thing in a wonderful way.
Thanks, mate. Great.